down by one. Snap rising. Look, surveys. Cam scrambles. Cam to the end zone. He's in! He's in! The two-point conversion is good! And Utah leads it 43-42 with 48 seconds to play. We've got pandemonium at Rice-Eccles Stadium.
Caleb Williams sees the pressure, has to bail, has to throw it quickly. When will it land? Where will it land? Incomplete! Utah wins!
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
High-scoring game with Utah and USC earlier this season. The two teams will meet for the Pac-12 championship. What day is that game? I'm like completely discombobulated
Friday night. Watching this Friday game. Night's the Pac-12 Friday championship. It's 8 o'clock Eastern time, and from Vegas too. So 8 o'clock in Vegas.
8 o'clock East. Yes, and we're on the air until 7, which means one thing and one thing only: the chance of me watching 1 second of the game is 0%.
Right. Friday nights are tough. Friday nights are tough. Pretty exhausted from the week. Pretty much just crash into bed or like go grab dinner out somewhere and like feel free for the first time in 100 hours, something like that.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna have ramen on Friday night, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big ramen guy.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Just like any kind of like bowl with broth and noodles. Just like carbs in general. Carbohydrates.
Little broth bowl.
A bowl of noodles.
Broth bowl. Ooh, ooh. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, this is the absolute best. I guess we should do narrative bets for college football here. Just a quick update on what's happening in the World Cup. Mexico has a free kick coming up from just outside the box here. Mexico knows they got to get another goal here. As it stands right now on yellow card advantage, Poland would go through at 4 points. So we are like buckle up, everybody. We got an electric final 10 to 15 minutes coming of these matches here. Group C in the World Cup on this wonderful football Wednesday. And now we transition from football to football, college football, where, you know, people will think conference championship weekend, man, it's really tough. Like, we're all the way through the season. The lines are just right. Vegas knows. How can I beat this market? How can I take advantage here? The good news is this. I know what's going to happen because I know what Vegas knows. And if you know what Vegas knows, you beat the casinos. You beat Las Vegas. You take down your bookie. Your bookie is going to be coming to you, like giving you money. That's what's going to be happening here when you take these picks. And all you've got to do is know what Vegas does. And that might be difficult for you, someone whose brain doesn't work as well as mine. Good thing I'm here to take a look at the board and say immediately, here are the bets that you have to make if you want to win in college football. Narrative bets of the highest order. And as we turn the calendar into December, there can be no better time to play this music. This is your cue, guys, to play Feliz Navidad. If that wasn't obvious
time
enough.
Time of the year.
The fight songs.
Announcers going crazy.
Martinez steps up. Throws.
Oh, what an interception! Oh, my gosh!
The roar of the crowd. But for Nick and Ken, college football only sounds like one thing.
I wanna wish you a winning weekend. I wanna wish you a winning weekend. You know where I wanna wish it from? From the bottom of my effing heart. Because I'm a nice guy and it's the holidays here. And I'm here to give you presents. I'm here to bring you winners this weekend in college football. We will start in the Pac-12 championship game with USC and Utah. When you think USC, what do you think? Lincoln Riley, Caleb Williams, Heisman Trophy, lots of points. I looked at the bet splits for this game. Because you know. That the bet splits can guide splits. You to making the right bet. So if we know this, so think about this, you, the person listening, watching, and Ken, you can learn something here from this analysis.
Of course. From me. Educate me, please.
Now, think about it. Oh, I'm about to drop some knowledge here. Yeah. Think about this. If you asked your buddy, hey, random USC game, a lot of points scored or not a lot of points scored? What is that person going to say 100 times out of 100? A lot of points scored. And wouldn't you know it, 87% of the bets are on the over. And look what happened when they played earlier this year. 43-42 game was played in the 80s. And the total here, 68? Oh, man, it's so easy. It's not even a nice 69. Of course the game is going to go over. Or not. Narrative bet number one. Don't be surprised when you turn on your television Friday night, fourth quarter, and they're talking about giving the Heisman Trophy to C.J. Stroud instead of Caleb Williams because he's 9 of 21 for 88 yards and 2 interceptions, and Utah's winning 10-7. Under 68, narrative bet number one in the Pac-12 championship game.
I love everything about the last minute of content that we just did. That's like that's one of the best ones. I looked at the bet. You really upped your game for championship weekend. You looked at the betting splits. Upped your game.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, as we know, lines never move. So this line will remain USC minus 3 the rest of the week. So if it were 3.5, the books would be begging us to take Utah, in which case we would lay USC. And if it were 2.5, they'd be begging us to lay USC. So we take the points with Utah. And wouldn't you know it? What a coinky dink. As we head to the Big 12 championship game, the books, oh my God, the books, TCU is undefeated. TCU on its way to the college football playoff. All they've got to do, it's not Oklahoma they're playing. It's not Texas they're playing. As Mexico net a third in the 87.
What's your Nari Top on that? No, or is it see you later, Poland.
No, the Nari Top is the flag has gone up, and I think we are
offside. Oh, yeah. I'm watching it. He was offside. I'm watching it. Yeah, he was offsides.
Okay. Sorry to people that are listening to this on like Friday. Like, what's happening? You're in a time paradox. TCU's just got to win by 3. And they go to the playoff and win the Big 12. Ain't happening. Kansas State, outright. Kansas State money line. Vegas knows. You know what we know? Kansas State, every man a Wildcat. Emaw, every man a winner. To the SEC championship game. Georgia, 17.5 against LSU. You might be thinking, man, LSU, Brian Kelly. This is Brian Kelly's opportunity, right? They lose last week. No chance of making the college football playoff. Georgia maybe foot off the accelerator a little bit. LSU loses by 17 and you win your bet. Oh, man, that sounds great. Except for the fact that Georgia's going to annihilate them and win the game by 5 touchdowns. Georgia laying 17.5 against LSU. Clemson in North Carolina. He started from the bottom and now he's here. Drake May in North Carolina in the conference championship game playing for an ACC title. Clemson coming off a loss to South Carolina. You know, everyone loves Raymond. The newest sitcom is going to be Everyone Hates Dabo because everyone hates Dabo Sweeney. Everyone wants this to be the end for Clemson. DJ Uiagalelei, go DJ. That's my DJ. Ain't my DJ. No way, no how. And Clemson a 7.5 point favorite. You want to fade Clemson? It feels like this is your opportunity, except it ain't going to happen. The books are begging you to take North Carolina. We're going the other way. Clemson laying the 7.5 against USC. And then Purdue and Michigan. Michigan just beat Ohio State. Michigan on the cusp of the college football playoff. Probably go no matter what. Purdue's quarterback is not 100%, and the number is under 17. The sports books are down on their hands and knees, begging and pleading with you. It's the holiday season. Bookies have families, too. They need to get their kids Christmas gifts also. They are begging you. They are pleading with you. Please take Michigan so I can get little Timmy a PlayStation 5. Guess what, though? We're going to take the Purdue. Make it a couple Boilermakers here. So my bookie can't give presents to his family. Purdue plus 16.5 to wrap up the narrative bets for conference championship weekend in college football. So to reiterate, under USC Utah, Kansas State money line against TCU, Georgia laying it against LSU, Clemson laying it against North Carolina, and Purdue taking the points against Michigan. You're welcome.
That was epic. That was one of the best ones of the season. That was great. I got a note. I somehow ended up in, I forget what conversation I ended up in, But it was like somebody replied to something from a long time ago, and I saw this conversation. I think I missed it the first time. It was about this dynamic, the like bet splits and all this stuff, reverse, like whatever, all this stuff we talk about on the show all the time. And somebody was like, oh, like you ran this joke into the ground or like whatever, like have you guys done this enough? Something stupid. And somebody, the absolute best part is somebody replied to that. It was like, yeah, it's crazy. Like they made fun of it. Like it was, I forget which game it was, but like they made fun of it and then the side won. So like, what's wrong with them? It's like, we're not saying the opposite side can't cover. Like, that's not the point. The point is it's just
that
random.
It's not the reason.
It's just random.
It's not the reason.
That's the point. It's you know, there's only two sides to a game. It's like if Clemson covers, they cover. But it's not because there was some grand plan that you could figure out ahead of time. Like, if only it was that easy. If only it was that easy. Just want to reiterate that.
I think the Mexican team wishes that it were that easy right now to score a third goal because they've come close about
Qatar
50
knows.
Times here against Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
Mexico up 2-0 right now against the Saudis. 7 minutes of stoppage time. So we're about to hit the 91st minute. So about 6 minutes here of time remaining. So Mexico's got to get one in because as of right now, they are out and Poland would go through. So as of right now, it's Argentina against Australia in the United States side of the bracket, where they would play the winner, Argentina, presuming they beat Australia, of the United States and Netherlands, and France would just get a cupcake against Poland in the round of 16. Unless Argentina can net a third here.
Right. And but I think the key is, with Argentina now like firmly in control of the match, like if you bet Argentina futures before the match or before the tournament started, you were obviously looking pretty bad after the Saudi Arabia match. Like they were one of the pre-tournament favorites. They lose their first match. Oh, no. You're back. Not only have they recovered to advance, they've recovered and they probably have the best draw of any team that's going to advance to the round of 16 in terms of the likelihood of making the semifinal, the final, and then winning the tournament. Portugal would also be a team up there in terms of having a really favorable draw in the bottom right, where the semifinal would likely be their toughest opponent as well. So just Argentina now, everything in front of them to play for, and should be a strong favorite to advance very, very far in the tournament.
I bet, and we talked about this before the tournament started, I have like laid a lot of juice on both Argentina and France to reach the quarterfinals. I would very much like for these results to hold, because that would be very nice.
Well, you're just good. It just depends on who France plays, but like you're good.
Well, I need Argentina to not play France, basically, which does not look like it's going to happen. Hour two coming up next. Matt Moore starts it off talking NBA.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.